We'll be back to preview the boys' game right after this.
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. USW 248 is honored to be a part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Basketball once again here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. A big win for the girls as they defeat Prentice 56-38. Now that the girls have won, now let's see if the boys can get the sweep here of this game. And again, man, looking at this game here for the boys, this is going to be a little bit different than what we've seen from the girls. Remember, the Tomahawk boys, they are down three total starters tonight, so they're going to be climbing upward for most of the game. But they do have a new best player, and his name is Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah, and this is going to be a tall task for the
yes,
Hatchets.
It is.
It really is. Prentice is a good, really good, solid team. Mm-hmm. And, again, having grown up in Tomahawk my whole life, Prentice always has really good athletes.
Yes, they do.
They do have a solid program. So it's going to be a tall task for the Hatchets tonight.
Let's go ahead and focus in on this Prentice team here, Matt. They're 8-5 on the season, 5-5 in the Merriwood North, which is, again, one of the tougher conferences in the area. But they have two really good scorers in Evan Lord and Aiden House.
Yeah, and, you know, just like the Hatchet girls, anytime you have at least two scorers, it makes it tough because you can't focus on stopping one like the Prentice girls had with Heikkinen.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, Tomahawk is currently 4-11 on the season, 0-7 Great Northern Conference play. They're in the midst of a stretch where they play games in three straight days. So they were at home against Grandin last night. They lost by 19. Tonight they have Prentice, and then tomorrow they head over to Phillips as well, which is another really good Merriwood Conference team.
Yeah, they really are. And back in the old days of the Lumberjack when I played,
yes,
Phillips was our arch enemy.
That's something to pay attention to. So, Matt, looking at this game tonight, how can Tomahawk pull off the upset?
Well, they have to play flawless. You have to value the basketball. You can't turn the basketball over. You're going to have to really do a good job getting on the glass, rebounding, and hopefully you can contain Phillips' two big scores.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the other games that we have on the boys' side across the area for tonight. Elsewhere, you got Medford at Mosinee, which is a really good matchup. Northland Pines is in Rhinelander. Three Lakes Phelps is at Rib Lake. Crandon is in Elko. And Anago is in Lakeland. Taking a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First off, for the visitors, the Prentice Buccaneers. Starting at guard, a junior, number 3, Heston Heckman. At guard, a junior, number 5, Aliyah Harding. Sophomore, number 21, Hagen Isaacson. Junior, number 33, Evan Lord. And junior, number 34, Aiden House. The Prentice Buccaneers are coached by Adam Blomberg and assisted by Andy Pilch and Matt Blomberg. Here's an interesting stat, though, by the way, for Prentice. They have 5 losses on the season. All of them were by one possession.
That's amazing. And I'm going to go deep into my bag here.
There you go.
So when we played Phillips when I was in high school, and Phillips ended up going to State, they had Mr. Basketball, who was a year behind me, a guy named Mike Johnson, went to Creighton. They were coached by Andy Pilch.
There you go. One of the best coaches.
He's been around a long time.
Yes, he has. Meanwhile, on the boys' side for Tomahawk, their starters for tonight. Again, no Colton Seslar, no Brody Rigney, no Dominic Booz tonight. So these are their starters. Guard, senior, number 2, Malachi Scheffler. Forward, junior, number 3, Jeremiah Johnson. Forward, sophomore, number 10, Ryan Montag. Junior, number 12, Logan Norman. And rounding out the starting lineup, senior, number 40, Tyler Sundquist. The Hatchets are coached by Eric Neve and assisted by Neil Breitenfeld. Matt, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Now the Hatchets have to play a really good game to get the win here tonight.
Yep, they do. Tomahawk Prentice Part 2 is next here on WJJQ.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
And welcome back to Hatchet Basketball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. The Hatchet boys are going for the sweep of the Prentice Buccaneers here today. And again, the Hatchet girls, another great performance from them. They defeated Prentice 56-38. Let's see if the boys can now pull off one of the bigger upsets in the Northwoods here for tonight. And again, the big thing for Tomahawk, they have been struggling a lot this season, but one consistent threat for them, Matt, has been the three-point shooting.
Yeah, the great equalizer.
Yeah.
You know, you never know if when you have a good three-point shooting team, you can hang with a lot of clubs.
Yes, you can, but they're going to need to have some big ones. Jeremiah Johnson, by the way, had a career-high 20 points in the loss to Crandon, by the way, last night. He knocked down 6 of Tomahawk's 14 three-pointers in that game. So that goes to show you how good of a shooting team this Hatchet team can be. The thing is, though, you can't rely on it too much.
No, but it's nice to see someone step up. You know, it's really sad about what happened with Brody Rigney.
Yes, it is.
I spent a lot of time opening the gym in the summer, and Brody was in there every morning.
Yes,
he worked so hard, so it's really sad to see that. But hopefully somebody else steps up, and they usually do for the Hatchets.
The one thing that you can hope for Brody Rigney is that he's back by baseball season.
Yep.
That is the biggest thing that you can ask for. And honestly, with Brody Rigney out there on the court, Tomahawk might have another win or two under their belt.
Definitely.
So, again, it's youth night here. So, again, they're recognizing the kiddos that are putting in their time and effort. And we would like to thank the parents also for putting in the effort to make sure to bring these kids out to practice every single time. And, again, we have a really, really phenomenal program here at the Hatchets. We want to go ahead and employ everyone. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. Go out and get your kid involved in sports one way or another. You never know the kind of benefits it can do.
And have them play multiple sports.
Yes.
Do not specialize.
That is a very, very key task. So, again, here, the Hatchets, they're trying to break their 7-game losing streak here. And, again, looking ahead to the rest of the season here, Matt, Tomahawk is going to find out a lot more about this team in the second half of the season with some of the tough opponents they have coming up.
Yeah, it's, you know, this will be my first boys game.
Yeah.
But just like the girls, the boys face a really, really good conference.
Yes,
they
do.
The Great Northern Conference is solid.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Prentice, who won 8 games last year, there may be a little bit of fatigue from them because they were last out on Tuesday. They beat Abbotsford 81-78, but that game went into triple overtime. So that could play a bit of a role.
Yeah, that's a long game, and that takes a lot out of the legs.
Yeah, and again, Evan Lord averaging 18.5 points, 7.5 rebounds a game. Aiden House averaging 14 points, 7.5 rebounds a game. They're second in the Merriwood Conference last year behind Rib Lake, and then they're third in the Merriwood North last year behind Phillips, who Tomahawk plays this year, and Rib Lake, who Tomahawk also plays this year. So really, really tough Merriwood Conference as they're introducing the starting lineups here. And again, you mentioned Mike Pilch. I saw you dap him up afterwards. Did he remember you?
He said he did. Who knows if he did. No, we had some battles. Actually, when Phillips, my junior year, we battled Phillips for the conference championship. And Phillips ended up going to state either that year or the next year. They had a really good team. They had Mike Johnson, Joe Bradka. Mike ended up going and playing at Creighton for a year. And then he played 3 years for UW-Eau Claire and took a second. They were the runner-up for the national championship.
Oh, there you go. So. Wow. All right. Yeah. So a lot of royalties surrounding the Northwoods here. And again, they're introducing the starters here for both teams, again, the Hatchets. Last time they won a game was against Faith Christian Academy back at the beginning of the month down in Wausau. They did split their tournament games, though. They defeated Marion, but then lost to a very good Montello team as well.
Yeah, and Coach Neves got the program going in the right direction.
Yes, they do.
It's his first year, and it's tough because they don't have the horses.
No, they do not.
Necessarily that you come in, and it's all about building a brand-new program.
Yep.
So it's going to take some time.
Meanwhile, we're not the only team that's in action, by the way. The Tomahawk hockey team is all the way over in Somerset tonight. It is 3-1 Tomahawk after two periods in a matchup of the two top teams in Division II.
And you kind of wondered how Tomahawk would react after that big Fond du Lac-St. Mary's Springs win.
Yeah, and so far they've not lost a step. Meanwhile, they do know who they'll be playing in the first round of the Great Northern Conference Tournament. That'll be Rhinelander on Tuesday. And we'll have the broadcast for you here on WJJQ. Tomahawk goes from left to right. Prentice goes from right to left, and the Buccaneers win the tip. And here comes Evan Lord, the sharpshooting junior for the Buccaneers, who's also their leading scorer. Kick into the corner. Three ball from Isaacson right away is good.
Well, so, that didn't take long.
No, it did not. Hagen Isaacson gets the first three of the night for the Prentice Buccaneers. And now here comes Malachi Scheffler. Over to Johnson. That pass knocked away. And Isaacson coming up with a steal. He's going to drive and lay it in. Five quick points for Hagen Isaacson, the sophomore.
Boy, and you can see Prentice has some athletes and some bounce.
Yeah, they also have a lot of tall players. Very tall and athletic. Sundquist drives, and he traveled. It will go right back to Prentice.
It was the right idea. He just got a little ahead of himself.
So now here come the Buccaneers back the other way with Evan Lord. I remember watching him as a freshman when Tomahawk and Prentice played against each other, and he can shoot it. That shot in and out from just inside the arc. Offensive rebound back up and in for Aiden House. And a 7-0 start right away for Prentice. 53 seconds in.
Yeah, and Lord looking for a mid-range game. That's like a lost thing in basketball now.
It really is. Here is Sundquist over to Montag. Now here's Jeremiah Johnson, left wing, Tomahawk's best shooter. Sundquist, bounce pass, Scheffler fakes the three, hands it off to Montag. He drives, picks up his dribble, looking, goes back to Johnson. Over into the corner, Sundquist, looking inside for Norman, not there. Swings it over to Montag, standing right wing. Montag, swing out, Scheffler, open underneath is Sundquist. Kick out, Montag, fakes the three, drives, stops, picks up his dribble. Looking, tries to find someone, gets it to Johnson back at the top. Now Sundquist looking, going left, over to Montag, over to Scheffler. He tries a three, and that one is missed badly. And that will go out of bounds, right back to Prentice it goes.
That was a long three.
Really was. And again, Tomahawk, that has been their strength, though, throughout the course of the season. They can hit those outside shots.
Tomahawk was very patient offensively there.
Yep, here comes Evan Lord going right over to the corner. Isaacson driving inside on Scheffler, and Scheffler commits the foul as Isaacson drives to the basket. So Malachi picks up his first. And this is how thin Tomahawk is right now. So Ryan Montag was on the end of the bench to begin the season. He was starting on JV, and he gets vaulted up into the varsity starting lineup. This is his second straight start. He started also last night against Crandon. Lord has it knocked away into the hands of Heston Heckman. Now here's Lord, left wing three. No good. That one's short. And Scheffler with the board. So now here comes Scheffler over to Johnson. Fakes in the corner, Montag. That's miscommunication between him and Logan Norman. Here comes House. Tries to go up and under. Johnson knocks it over to Elijah Harding. Into the corner, here's Isaacson. Fakes the three. Goes to the right. Out to the top of the key. Lord from downtown. In and out. Rebound, Scheffler.
Scheffler's done a good job on the board so far.
Yep, here comes Scheffler across the midcourt line, goes between the legs, into the corner, Montag. He's going to go to the left, find Johnson, thinks about a three, decides not to take it. Instead, swings it out top of the key to Scheffler. Back left side, Montag. Johnson now in the corner, guarded by Elijah Harding. Ooh. Bounce pass taken away by Aiden House. And here comes Hagen Isaacson going right, crossing over, driving inside, into the corner. Heckman for three, in and out. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touched by Tomahawk. It's going to remain with Prentice.
Prentice has had some good looks. They just haven't fallen.
Can't let them have those good looks for too long, though. Isaacson, another open look for three. That one's short. Rebound, Lord, goes up and under. Layup, left it short. Loose ball rebound fought for again. And Scheffler could not come away with it. He's able to knock it out of bounds, and Prentice will retain possession.
Yeah, Lord with a nice spin move and left hand. He just left it a little short.
And now Prentice will make their first substitution of the day. Hardy Heckman will come in for the first time, and he's going to replace Evan Lord right away.
Coach just wants to have a word with him, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like it. So now here comes Harding. He's going to get it into Howes. Kick out Isaacson. Top of the key, Heston Heckman to Hardy Heckman. Hardy going right. Going to the right. Now swings it back over Heston. Into the corner to Harding. Looking back out, top of the key, Heston Heckman. Harding now standing left wing. Heckman now right side. Guarded by Montag, standing there. Here's Harding. Now back over to House, guarded by Logan Norman. House drives inside on Logan, goes up, puts it in, and a foul.
That was a tough move.
Yes, it was.
Very strong.
So Logan Norman picks up the foul. That's his first. First team foul of the half. No, they're going to get Scheffler with that one. No, they will get Norman. I'm sorry. The scoreboard showed Scheffler for a second there.
Well, 12-2. I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
That's understandable.
Yep, and House misses the free throw. Rebound Johnson. And again, Tomahawk out to a really slow start. They only put 10 points on the board against Cranon last night. Sundquist bounce pass to Scheffler. Boy, look at the height that's surrounding Scheffler, and that is a kick on House that retains possession for Tomahawk.
Yeah, and Prentice is pulling out a little high trap.
Inbound will be thrown in by Scheffler. Gets it into Johnson. Bounce pass over to Scheffler. Back Johnson. He'll try deep two. No good on the shot. Rebound grab by Heston Heckman. Heckman across the midcourt line. Going right. Stops. Gets it inside House. Knocked away by Johnson. And Heston comes back up with it. Harding back out. To Heckman. Drive. Kick. Harding for three. Left it short. Rebound Scheffler. And Scheffler traveled.
Scheffler ran into Montag there.
And yeah, looks like it. And Lord is going to come right back in. He's going to replace Aiden House. Well, interesting fact. Prentice has scored at least 75 points in each of the last three matches with Tomahawk. And it looks like the Hatchets will call a timeout here. It is a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more after this.
Tyler and the Tomahawk Pharmacy team wish our student-athletes the best of luck during this Hatchet broadcast. For all your prescription and over-the-counter needs, Tomahawk Pharmacy can assist. They're open Monday through Friday between 9 and 5:30, Saturday morning from 9 until noon. This cold and flu season, remember that the trained certified vaccinators can provide flu, COVID, and RSV vaccinations. Call to schedule your appointment at 453-6600 or stop by Tomahawk Pharmacy at 315 West Wisconsin Avenue, right next to the post office in downtown Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets!
And welcome back to Hatchet Basketball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Prentice out to a 9-0 start in game two of our doubleheader between Tomahawk and the Buccaneers. And again, the Hatchets, they're 4-11 on the season. They're looking to try and get a win here. They've been struggling very mightily here throughout the course of the year. But again, the one consistent thing has been their outside shooting. They haven't been able to knock down any yet.
No, but, you know, the other thing that's going against Tomahawk is injuries.
Yeah.
It's a pretty thin bench down there.
Very thin bench. They only have three guys on their bench to combat this really, really tough Prentice team. Here's Lord, right wing. Over to Heckman in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Now surrounded. Long pass. Knocked away by Scheffler, but it goes right to Isaacson. Lord splits the defenders. Isaacson back into the corner. Hardy Heckman inside. Knocked away.
Good
defense that time from Jeremiah Johnson. Knocking it away on the intended pass for Lord.
That was great off-the-ball defense.
Here comes Johnson to Scheffler. Looking right side, Ryan Montag couldn't come up with it. Isaacson with the steal, the drive, and the lay-in. Hagen Isaacson now with 11, and now Prentice is starting to press, and that pass goes out of bounds, goes back to Tomahawk. 13-19 to go. Hatchet's yet to get on the scoreboard so far in this one. And now it looks like Prentice is going to fall back here.
And this could be a lot worse because Prentice has missed some open shots.
Yeah, they have. Here comes Scheffler across the midcourt line. Scheffler looking over to Sundquist. Into the corner, looking, swings it back out. Jeremiah Johnson, left wing, fakes pass one way. Swings it over Scheffler. Back out top of the key, Logan Norman. Norman looking inside, spins back around, kicks it out to Johnson. Now over to Montag, top of the key. Montag looks one way, surrounded by Isaacson, and Isaacson reaches in and commits the foul.
Really kind of a silly foul there.
Inbound on the far side will be thrown in by Johnson. First team foul of the game on Prentice. Johnson gets it into Scheffler. who's guarded tightly by Heston Heckman. Swings at Sundquist, left wing. Sundquist fakes to Montag, over to Johnson, going right, looking. Tries to hand off to Scheffler, miscommunication, loose ball on the floor, and that is going to be a foul on Johnson as Hardy Heckman dove for the ball, and it's going to stay here.
Somehow he got that out of there, but they had already called the foul and threw it from the ground, threw it behind his back.
So Johnson picks up the foul, his first, team's third. Here comes Prentice now with Hagen Isaacson over to the right to Heckman. Free throw line, Lord. Back out. Harding thinks about a three. Now here's Lord again. Back out to Harding. Standing over Hardy Heckman. High post, Lord. Harding for three. In and out. Rebound, Johnson. For what it's worth, the hatchet, a lot of the possessions from Prentice have been one and done so far.
Yep.
Here comes Scheffler going right, picks up his dribble inside to Logan Norman. His layup, no. Rebound grabbed by Heckman. I think Norman wanted the foul call, didn't get it. Here comes Heston Heckman back the other way. His layup, no. Harding offensive rebound, back up and in. 13-0 Prentice, 11:52 to go, first half. Here comes Scheffler across the midcourt line. Going right, guarded by Norman. Now Scheffler loops around. Here is Johnson standing, top of the key, bounce pass. Scheffler looking inside to Norman, and a foul is called on Heston Heckman as he reaches in. And that is the first on the Prentice Jr. And Prentice will be bringing in some substitutions. Another Heikkinen's in. Maddie Heikkinen will come in for Prentice, followed by Aiden House. And for the first time, Ledger Jones, the freshman, will come in. Inbound quickly to Sundquist, and he'll go to the line for two. That's a good look.
Yep. And a good job by the Prentice coach.
Yep.
This is the kind of game where you can get everybody in,
mm-hmm.
get them playing early.
Hardy Heckman picks up the foul. That's his first, team's third. And Tyler Sundquist at the line for two and rattles in that one. And the Hatchets are on the scoreboard for the first time. Second free throw coming from Sundquist is up and out. Rebound grab by House. 13-1, Prentice leads, 11.5 to go first half. Here's Lord inside to a cunning House. Over to Heckman, back out to Lord. Swings it over, Maddie Heikkinen. Now into the corner, kick back to Lord. Heikkinen into the corner, Jones. Back out Heikkinen to Lord, left side. Back Heikkinen again. Back to Lord, two-man game. Now into the corner, Hardy Heckman. Heckman picks up his dribble, swings it back out Lord. Heikkinen into the corner, Jones. Jones back out to Lord. Now over to Heikkinen. Heckman, Heikkinen. Bounce pass over to Jones. Now Lord, Heikkinen again. Prentice has been passing the ball. That's got to be 18 or 19 passes on this possession alone. Heikkinen again. Standing back top of the key, Nick Nelson getting set to check in for the Hatchets. Into the corner, here's Lord for three. No, left it short. Rebound loose, scooped up by Heckman. Heckman gets it back. Kick out to Lord again. Heikkinen over to Ledger Jones in the corner. Fakes one way, back out Heikkinen. Now to Lord. High post House, backing in on Norman. Heikkinen bounces it to Jones. Back to Heikkinen. Bounce pass to House. Loose ball again on the floor, and Scheffler comes up with it. Man, there must have been. I think they did call a foul, yes.
A little push, maybe.
Let's see who they get with this. They're going to get House with that one. That's his first. And Nick Nelson will come in for the first time for the Hatchets. He is going to replace Malachi Scheffler.
Yeah, Prentice really worked the ball around there, and Tomahawk's in a zone.
There had to have been 25 passes on that possession alone.
Yep.
Johnson in the corner. Nelson, bounce pass Norman. Backing in. Scoop layup is good for Logan Norman.
Great move.
First main shot from the field for the Hatchets goes to Tomahawks post, Logan Norman. Here's Lord, kick out, Heikkinen. Into the corner, Heckman. Inside to House. Tries to go up and under, and a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Tomahawk as House gets tied up with Jeremiah Johnson.
Great job there by the outside wing. We call that digging out the post.
There you go. Huh. Didn't know there was a name for that.
Yep, when they drop in and double-team the post.
Yep, the more you know. Here's Montag, bounce pass Johnson, one dribble inside to Norman, couldn't handle it, and it goes back to Prentice. See, when you're playing against a really good team, Matt, you can't afford to commit unforced errors like that.
No, and that was a direct pass that just it had a little too much heat on it, and it was a poorly executed bounce pass.
Yep. Here comes Lord back the other way for Prentice, he stops into the corner. Here's Heckman back to Lord. Hakenin, drive back. Lord elbow into the corner. Heckman for three. No good. Too strong. Loose ball rebound out of bounds. It goes back to Tomahawk. And Malachi Scheffler's now getting looked at by the trainer. Oh, man.
Yeah, looks like he's okay. They were kind of looking at his shoulder a little bit, but Tomahawk can ill afford that.
Yeah, I know. They're already down three starters here tonight. And if they lose Scheffler, that'd be four. Nelson for three. In and out. Rebound Sundquist. Back up. Short. Rebound fought for. Tipped and grabbed by Lord. That was a good look from Nelson. Just could not get it to fall. Here comes Lord back the other way. Hakenin on the wing. Swings it over to Heckman. Hakenin fakes a dribble. Stops. Low post. House inside. Lord goes up and under. Layup. No. Missed it. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Heckman. Out to Hakenin. Top of the key. Swings it back to Lord. To Heckman. Drive. Kick. Ledger Jones 15-footer. In and out. Rebound Logan Norman. Wow.
They passed the ball really well. But, man, have they missed a lot of shots.
Yeah, they are colder than a Wisconsin winter right now. Sundquist looking inside, doubled up in the corner. Can dribble if she wants to. And Coach Eric Neves is going to call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Prentice with a 13-3 lead over Tomahawk. 8:43 to go in this one. And really, Matt, you know, we knew that for Tomahawk it's going to be an uphill climb, but you definitely get a boost with how many missed shots Prentice has had so far in this one.
Yeah, they have probably... 20 shots more than Tomahawk has at this point. But and a lot of the shots, Alex, it's not like they're missing the shots badly.
No, they're not.
They're rattling them.
Yeah.
They're in and out, in and out.
In and out, short. There's been a couple that have been a little bit too strong. But again, really, really, when the opposing team's not hitting shots, you have the opportunity to knock down shots of your own. And that's what Tomahawk needs to do. But the problem is, again, you're down three of your best players already.
Right. Where's that firepower going to come from?
Yeah, well, it's got to come from Jeremiah Johnson, and then it's got to come from somebody else, like maybe a Ryan Montag or a Nick Nelson. Johnson lost it out of bounds. Didn't get a clean handle on it. Goes back to Prentice, and Malachi Scheffler will come back in, and he's going to replace Ryan Montag.
That's good news.
Yep. Eric Neve, by the way, has been working 6-7 deep only so far this season, and it's been pretty much shortened to six with how many injuries the Hatchets have had this year. High pass goes right over to Lord. He's able to catch that. House now high post. Back out to Lord. He drives inside. Layup no good, but a foul, and Lord will go to the line for two.
Boy, Tomahawk got lucky there because Ledger Jones snuck behind the defense and was wide open.
Yeah,
and
he
did not see him.
Nick Nelson picks up the foul. That is his first. Fourth team foul of the half on Tomahawk. And first free throw from Lord is good. And Prentice will bring back in Isaacson, who replaced Ledger Jones. 14-3, Prentice leading here. 8:25 to go here in this first half. And Lord goes 2-for-2. First 2 points of the night for Prentice's leading scorer, Evan Lord. Oh, wait. Looks like there was an inverted horn, if you will, as that pass goes out of bounds, and it will go right back to Tomahawk.
Yeah, usually they stop the game at that point, but...
Yeah, I know.
They let it go, didn't they?
No, they have a rookie down there in Ron Wilson working the clock, yeah. So... Hear that, Ron? You got called out on the radio. How does it feel, buddy? Inbound goes into Logan Norman. Pass goes over to Scheffler. Fakes pass one way. Kicks it back out. Johnson open look for three. Off back iron, no good. Lord fights for the rebound. Loose ball foul is going to be called. Who are they going to get?
I think Nelson.
And that is on Nelson. That is his second. That's the fifth team foul of the half on Tomahawk. They have one foul left to get with 8:10 remaining and counting. And now Ryan Montag will get set to come back in. And I'm guessing this will be for Nelson since you don't want to get into any further foul trouble. Isaacson fakes the three. Cross court to Hardy Heckman. Hakenin. High post Howes. Isaacson. Hakenin. Heckman. Lord in the corner surrounded by two Hatchets. Back Hakenin high post. Heckman from just inside the arc. Off back iron no good. Lord offensive rebound. Back up. And that one rattles in. Good offensive board from Lord, 17-3. Prentice, 7.5 to go first half.
And they're picking up press here a little bit.
Yep, they are. Foul is called on Isaacson as he reaches in on Norman with the entry pass to the high post. And Isaacson picks up his second. 15 foul of the half on Prentice. Montag will come in. Well, he's going to replace Tyler Sundquist instead. So the Hatchets will go a little bit smaller. Here's Scheffler looking to inbound. Gets it into Norman, open underneath, and Norman is fouled by Heckman, and that is number two on Hardy Heckman, too. So now Tomahawk will be shooting the bonus the rest of the way.
Yep, and that was the right thing to do on Heckman's part, was to make sure that that shot did not get off, because that was a layup.
Yep. Tomahawk yet to make a three-pointer so far in this one, and Heston Heckman will come in for Hagen Isaacson. So Isaacson sits with two fouls. Scheffler looks to get it in. Wants to find someone, has to, and a five-second violation. Waited too long to find Johnson. Turnover back to Prentice it goes. So now here comes Evan Lord back the other way across the midcourt line. Prentice with a 17-3 start. Hakenin into the corner. Here's Heston Heckman to Hakenin. Over to Evan Lord. House into the corner. Hardy Heckman back to Lord. Lord looking, fakes pass one way, now high post to House, driving inside on Norman, knocked away, goes to Heston Heckman, now surrounded along the baseline, kick out to House, cross court to Lord, fakes, drives, right down inside, knocked away from behind by Johnson, House comes up with it, gets fouled, and it'll go to the line for two.
Good defense by the Hatchets, the ball just doesn't bounce their way.
That is on Nelson, that's number three on Nick Nelson. So now your top bench player has three fouls. And Tomahawk's already short-staffed. At the line is Aiden House for Prentice. He misses the first short. And Tyler Sundquist will come right back in for the Hatchets. And Prentice will bring back in Elijah Harding. 7 minutes to go here, first half. For as badly as Tomahawks play offensively, it's still a 14-point game, which seems really, really far out of reach. But with how good Tomahawk hits the three, they can easily be right back into it as House goes one for two.
Well, and Tomahawk's just packing in the zone because at this point, Prentice showing that they can't hit the outside shot.
Yep. And it looks like the clock failed to move.
Yep, they were going to take three seconds off.
Reset it there. So Scheffler will get it into Johnson, and Tomahawk will reset here. They got to get open looks from three-point range also as well. Sundquist looking, surrounded by two Buccaneers, looking inside.
Good skip.
Open is Montag, 15-footer, yes. Ryan Montag with his first two of the night, 18-5.
And they got to use the skip pass.
Yep. Here's Lord left wing, over to Heston Heckman. He drives, bounce pass to House, looking. Lord, top of the key, pulls up, 18-footer, yes. Evan Lord's got his second made shot from the field. He's got six, 20-5.
Kind of an old school player there with the mid-range game. I like it.
He can shoot the three, though. He shot 38% of his threes. Nice pass by Norman, but a little too late. Norman gets it back off the save. Deflected pass again. Goes right to Aiden House. Over to Heston Heckman. Hardy Heckman looking inside. Loose ball. House comes up with it. Layup. Rolls around and out. Rebound tip. Grabbed by Harding. Kick out to Heckman. Lord into the corner. Here's Heston Heckman for three. Missed it badly. Elijah Harding rebound. Goes up and is fouled by Jeremiah Johnson. And Harding will go to the line for two. So Elijah Harding picks up the two free throws. Johnson picks up foul number two. And that's a 17 foul on Tomahawk as Harding knocks down the first, which means Prentice will be shooting bonus the rest of the way. And Ledger Jones comes in. He's going to replace Evan Lord.
Are the Heckmans brothers?
I would think so. I'm not entirely sure, though. Second free throw from Harding is in and out.
You don't want them guarding you. They create a lot of havoc.
Yeah, they do. 21-5 Prentice, 5:48 to go here in this first half. Here's Scheffler, bounce pass, Norman tries to get inside, does to Johnson, and his layup is good.
Good job there.
Yep, hopefully that gets Johnson going, 21-7. Extra point was good. Bounce pass into the corner, Harding, kick out to Heckman. Looking over, swings it, here's Heston, into the corner, Ledger Jones, looking, cross court, over the head and out of bounds. Back to Tomahawk it goes.
And Tomahawk has done a fairly good job in that zone.
Yeah, they have. They really have.
Malachi Scheffler really has to work hard in that because he's going wing to wing.
He really is. Here comes Scheffler, swings it over to Johnson, into the corner, Sundquist, drives inside, goes up, right-hand floater, got the roll!
Good take.
Tyler Sundquist with his first made shot from the field. He's got three, 21-9. Here's Heston Heckman in the corner, swings it over, Ledger Jones, 15-footer, yes. Ledger Jones with his first two of the night, 23-9.
He should have been from St. Mary Springs, right?
One would hope, right?
Wasn't that their nickname?
Yes, it was. Well done. Well done, Matt.
Thank you.
House lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the Hatchets. It remains with Prentice. Evan Lord comes back in for Ledger Jones.
Not sure why I'm up on my high school nicknames.
Well, I mean, are you talking about what happened on Wednesday?
Perhaps.
All right. Well, there's going to be more coming. I hope you realize that. Heston Heckman hits the three. His first made shot from the field. That's only the second made three from Prentice so far tonight. And again, they haven't been able to hit many of their shots from beyond the arc. Montag to answer. Yeah!
There we go.
Ryan Montag.
Good answer.
That's a good shot from Ryan. He's got five, and it's 26-12. Into the corner, Hardy Heckman. Now to Lord. Fakes one way. Heston Heckman now with another look for three. Missed it short. Loose ball rebound. Chased down by Tyler Sundquist. Here comes Scheffler back the other way. Scheffler crossing over. Over to Montag. Going left. Fakes one way. Johnson will try a three. Short. Rebound grab by Montag. Back out to Scheffler. Scheffler steps back. Gets it to Montag. Top of the key to Sundquist. Looking. Here's Scheffler. Looking inside. Gets it to Norman. Bounces in on Aiden House. Goes up. House with the block, but a foul. And Logan Norman's going to go to the line for two. That's a tough call.
But it was the right call because if he would have went straight up and blocked the shot, it was okay. But he came down with authority with the arm, and every time you do that, you're going to get the call.
So Logan Norman at the line for two. Then he started coming off the bench to begin the year, but then got vaulted into the starting lineup. He misses the first. And Prentice will bring back in Ledger Jones, and for the first time, Ryder Jones. Talking about keeping up with the Joneses.
Wow, that was quick.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Logan Norman at the line for his second free throw. And that one goes off glass and in. When in doubt, use the backboard.
That's right. The bank is open late.
Absolutely. Late night deposit into Incredible Bank, if you will. Now here's Hardy. Hardy Heckman looking, surrounded by two Hatchets. Heckman gets it back out to Ledger Jones. Over to Heston Heckman. Bounce pass. Loose ball. Almost taken away by Montag. Lord turns around. Gets it back. Jones. 15-footer. Missed it. Rebound by Jones. No. Loose ball rebound again. This time grabbed by Heckman. Kick out to Lord. Tomahawk will reset. Lord splits the defense. Falls down. No foul call. Didn't get it. Here comes Johnson. Back the other way. Johnson drives. His layup is good.
Good take.
Jerry Johnson with another bucket. He's got four. 26-15. Hatchets have scored eight straight. How about that? Here is Heston Heckman. Back over to Hardy Heckman. Takes a dribble. Bounce pass. Over to Ledger Jones. Heckman for three. Missed it. Rebound fought for. Grab by Ryder Jones. Jumper from Heckman. No. And a loose ball foul is called on Prentice. So that's going to put Tomahawk at the foul line.
Sundquist, I think, shooting.
Well, they are going to get Ledger Jones with that one. That's his first. And, yeah, it will be the bonus, and it will be Sundquist shooting. You would be correct, sir.
That would be one out of many for tonight that I was correct.
Yes, yes, there you go.
Even a blind squirrel, you know the
only one. Yes, even a blind squirrel gets his nut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Free throw from Sundquist is good. So he'll get one more out of that. And the Hatchets, they've scored nine straight here. It's now a 10-point game. It seems like that it should be more than that, but Prentice has just been missing shots. Second free throw from Sundquist. Missed off the back iron. Rebound Heckman.
And Tomahawk's just hanging around.
Yep, they are. They're just hanging around. That's all you can do. Hardy Heckman inside to a cutting Lord. Kick out to Heston. Ledger Jones to Ryder Jones in the corner. Bounce pass to Ledger. Now to Heston Heckman. Inside over to Hardy Heckman. Now standing in the corner. Kick out to Heston. Now Ledger Jones to Heston Heckman. High post Lord, kick out, Jones, back to Jones, over to Heckman, for three, no,
whoa,
that one
wow.
Went halfway down and out, offensive rebound, Ryder Jones, Lord goes back up, and he'll go to the line for two.
That hung on the rim.
Man, I thought we were going to have a sitter. Sundquist picks up the foul, that is his first, 18 foul of the half on the Hatchets. And Evan Lord at the line for two more. He knocks down the first. That puts the score at 27-16, 2:07 to go here in this first half. We do have a Hatchet hockey update. Tomahawk up 4-2 on Somerset in the third period. As Lord goes 2-for-2, and Matty Haakkinen will come in for Ledger Jones.
See if they can finish that one out. That's a big win.
Yeah, that would be a big win. They got Baldwin-Woodville coming up tomorrow, who's another very good team. Here comes Scheffler going left. Fakes pass one way and traveled. And Eric Neve said, yep, just be sure you don't drag your foot next time you do that.
And that's what he did, just drag the pivot foot.
And again, Tomahawk is staying in this game. They've also been getting balanced scoring. It hasn't been one particular person that stepped up for them yet. Here comes Haakkinen, high post, Lord. Kick out to Heckman, into the corner. Ryder Jones for three, missed it short. Loose ball rebound, Heckman. Kick out to Lord. Tries a three, yes.
He's got a nice looking shot.
Evan Lord with the triple, his first made three of the night. He's got 11 for Prentice, 31-16. Here's Scheffler going right, looking, drives, goes up, wild shot, gets it up. Foul is called, and they are going to get Heckman with that one. Heston, that is. That is his second. And Scheffler will go to the line regardless. Is it on the shot, or is it on the floor?
Look like he...
Looks like they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, it looked like he did a nice job of getting the shot off.
So Scheffler will shoot 1-1. Ninth team foul of the half on Prentice. And Scheffler misses the front end. Rebound grab by Lord. And now here comes Matty Haakkinen. Tomahawk looking to just end this half. Hanging around. Haakkinen over to Jones. Into the corner. Heston Heckman. Fakes. Looks inside to Lord. Backing in on Norman. Knocked away out of bounds. And they're going to say it goes back to Prentice. Good defense from Norman and Jerry Johnson.
Yep. And this is a big minute 18 to end the half. And then it's going to be really important to see how Tomahawk comes out for the first 5 minutes of the second half.
Yep. Adam Rabb, the senior, in for the first time for the Buccaneers. Haakkinen gets it into Lord. He's in the corner for three. No. Missed it short. Loose ball rebound grabbed by guess who? Heston Heckman. Prentice has been all over the offensive boards. And Scheffler with a steal. Scheffler with a drive. And Scheffler with a lay-in.
Great pick there. He read that one.
That's a quick two for Malachi Scheffler. His first main shot from the field. 31-18. Minute to go first half. Into the corner is Ryder Jones. Kick out. Over to Rabb. Now Heston Heckman looking. Back to Rabb. Left wing. High post. Kick out. Heston Heckman for three. No. Rebound Johnson. Johnson swings it to Montag. Hand off to Scheffler. Back. Montag thinks about a three. Decides not to take it. Fakes pass one way. Has to get rid of it. Does to Sundqvist with 34 seconds left. Here comes Sundqvist driving inside. Handoff back to Scheffler. Kick out. Montag, another three. No. Rebound grab by Lord. Good look for Montag. Just couldn't get it to fall. Lord now coming back the other way. Can the Hatchets hold on for one more possession? Here's Jones over to Haakkinen. Drives inside with the left hand. Kick out. Ryder Jones for three. No. Loose ball rebound. Fought for. And now Montag couldn't come up with it. Lord does. 7 seconds left in the half. Lord lost it. Trying to kick it back out. Can Jones save it? He does with two. And he is fouled by Jerry Johnson with 1.2 seconds left. And that's big because that's number three on Johnson.
And it's big because Prentice would have turned and just thrown up a heave.
Yep.
They weren't going to get a good look. All he had to do was play good defense there.
So now at the line will be Ryder Jones shooting the bonus. That's a 19 foul of the half on Tomahawk. Ryder Jones front end. He's in and out. Loose ball rebound Sundqvist. And that will wrap it up. Scheffler heaves it. Not going to count. And after one half of play, score is Prentice 31, Tomahawk 18. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a Hatchet halftime report right after this on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Packaging Corporation of America Tomahawk Mill would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Arnott Plumbing of Tomahawk is happy to provide professional service to our Northwoods area for over 50 years. And they're happy to be a sponsor of Hatchet Broadcasts. From residential and commercial plumbing projects to soil testing and septic installation, master plumbers Tom and John Arnott carry on the family values that built the foundation for Arnott Plumbing. So if you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, building a new home and need a septic system installed, or simply need a leak fixed, call Arnott Plumbing today at 453-2435. Visit their showroom to check out the latest faucets and fixtures on County Highway A in Tomahawk. Arnott Plumbing, happy to join our team in providing Hatchet Sports coverage on WJJQ.
Welcome to the Hatchet Halftime Report here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. Prentice leading Tomahawk 31-18. Now, Matt, Tomahawk is down 13, but they've gotten the benefit of a combination of playing good defense and Prentice just missing a lot of open shots.
Yeah, with probably about, 10 minutes to go in the half, I thought, oh, this is going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomahawk has really hung around. They switched from a man-to-man. They went to a zone.
Yep.
And that zone has given Prentice some real fits.
Yes, it has. Leading scorers, by the way, from the half. Evan Lord leading the way for Prentice. He's got 11. Aiden House has 5. Hagen Isaacson with 5. Ledger Jones with 2. Aliyah Harding and Heston Heckman each with 3. So it's not like that Lord is essentially going crazy. He has 11 at the half, but he has worked really, really hard for those 11 points.
Yeah, he absolutely has. And he's hit his from all over. He's hit a little bit inside, a little bit outside, and a lot from the free throw line.
Ryan Montag leading the Hatchets and scoring at the half with 5. Tyler Sundquist has 4. Logan Norman with 3. Jeremiah Johnson with 4. Malachi Scheffler with 2 at the half here for the Hatchets, who trail Prentice again 31-18, going for the sweep. After today, Tomahawk, well, they've got a very tough schedule ahead of them the rest of the way. After this, again, they're in the midst of games in 3 straight days. They go to Phillips on Saturday. Then on Tuesday, they go to Merrill, followed by Rhinelander at Lakeland, Mosinee at Rib Lake, Medford, and at Antigo to end the season.
No gimmies there.
No, none. No gimmies at all. Meanwhile, on Prentice's side, after today, they have a Mirrorwood Conference game coming up against Shawamigan. And really, the class of that conference right now is Auburndale. They're 9-1 in the Mirrorwood South, followed by at Three Lakes, at Newman Catholic, Mellon, Rib Lake, at Phillips, and Athens to end that year, which is a very tough schedule for them as well.
It is.
So, Matt, looking at this, this is a really tall task for Tomahawk, but it's not insurmountable. How can the Hatchets pull this off?
No, well, a couple of things they have to do is, first of all, they have to do better on the glass.
Yes.
They've given Prentice a few second shots, and Prentice is missing their outside shots.
They are.
So if you wall off the glass there, you don't give them those opportunities for some layups, or they ended up at the free throw line. The other thing that Tomahawk has to do is they have to handle the basketball. They have to value the basketball.
Yes.
You cannot afford to turn it over. And if you get a second chance, you can't afford to miss it.
And allow me to just go ahead and say, if you told me at the beginning of the night that the girls' halftime score was higher scoring than the boys' halftime score, I would have said you were nuts. But that is the case here. Prentice over Tomahawk at the half, 31-18. Thank you for tuning in to the Hatchet Halftime Report on WJJQ. Second half from the Hatchet House is next.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at tomahawkhometownchiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Chris and Ed at Woodland Lakes Realty look forward to assisting you with all your real estate needs. Working with folks in our Northwoods area, selling country homes, city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting lots, waterfront homes, and commercial property. Discover the property that you're looking for with our user-friendly website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Or call 224-3800. Better yet, swing by for a visit at their North 4th Street location. Woodland Lakes Realty. Phone 224-3800.
Tomahawk Builders Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area since 1975. Tomahawk Builders Supply offers expert advice and a wide selection of building materials at competitive prices. Shop local and save yourself the hassle of driving out of town. Whether you're a professional contractor or a handy homeowner, find what building products you need at Tomahawk Builders Supply Monday through Saturday, just one block north of downtown. Phone 453-2757 and good luck, Hatchets, from Evan and the team at Tomahawk Builders Supply.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student-athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Hilge's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilge's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilge's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilge's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilge's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilge's other convenient Northwoods locations.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back to Hatchet Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you as the Hatchet boys trail Prentice 31-18. We get ready for the second half, and Tomahawk will be getting the ball to start the second half. Meanwhile, we do have an update. This is a final. This is a final Tomahawk over Somerset 5-2. That's their 16th win of the season.
That's the number two ranked team in Division Two.
Number two ranked team in a matchup of the two ranked teams in Division Two on the road for Tomahawk. They defeat Somerset 5-2.
I'll tell you what, Dewey and Ryan Flynn set up quite a gauntlet of a schedule,
and they have only lost to three Division One teams all season long.
But that really prepares you for the playoffs.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Their three losses to Division One teams were West Bend, Spash, who's rolling over everybody in the state.
Yep.
and New Richmond, who they also lost to in the state semifinal last year.
Yep.
That's it. That goes to show you how dominant of a team that team is. And they got another really tough game coming up tomorrow because they got Baldwin Woodville, who's been ranked in the top six in and out for the last few weeks as well. Teams will switch sides here. Tomahawk will go from right to left. Prentice will go from left to right as we begin half number two.
Looks like the same starting lineup for both teams.
Yeah, looks like it. And again, the thing is with Tomahawk, they were only able to hit one three-pointer in that first half. They need to find somebody that can get something going. Jeremiah Johnson, Ryan Montag, Malachi Scheffler, someone has got to step up. Now, we've seen only six Hatchets out there. We've also seen Nick Nelson out there. Tomahawk's other two reserves are Jason Watkins and Edwin Reese. Here comes Scheffler going right, using the Norman screen. Bounce pass to Norman, knocked away. Scheffler picks it up, and Tomahawk will go ahead and reset. Scheffler back out to Montag, and again, the Hatchets, they're going to try and slow this down a little bit here. They don't necessarily have to push too hard yet. Bad pass goes off of Norman, and now it was last touched by House, so it remains with Tomahawk.
Yep, caught a break. You know, I like the idea of the bounce pass, but you cannot throw a bounce pass at the feet of the player.
No, you cannot. Scheffler will inbound for the Hatchets underneath the Prentice basket. That pass was deflected twice, goes off the head of Harding and in the hands of Hagen Isaacson, who blows by Johnson, goes to the right, picks up his dribble over to Evan Lord, into the corner, Harding, bounce it back. Lord tries to catch it and does. Scheffler almost came up with a takeaway. Now bounce pass Heckman into the corner, Isaacson. And Isaacson took one too many steps and traveled.
Otherwise, he'd have had a layup.
Yes, he would have. That was an easy two, and he took one too many steps there. So now here comes Scheffler across the midcourt line here for Tomahawk. Scheffler going left, stops at the top of the key, thought about a three, but a good job closing out by Heston Heckman. Here comes Johnson over to Sundquist. Sundquist is going left, picks up his dribble, handoff. Scheffler back at the top of the key, guarded by Heckman. Scheffler going left, stops at the corner, looking inside, kick out Johnson. Looking right, wants to find someone. Bounce pass inside to Norman. Kick out, Sundquist, three ball, corner pocket. Off back iron, no good. Rebound, Heston Heckman. Sundquist, that hasn't really been a shot up until this season. Here comes Lord. Bounce pass over to Heston Heckman. Into the corner, through the hands of Isaacson, and out of bounds.
Took his eyes off of it.
Man. I don't know what it is, but I know Prentice is up by 13. They just looked a little bit out of sorts in this one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still fatigue from the triple overtime game on Tuesday.
Maybe you talked about that in the pregame. That's a possibility.
It very well could be. Let's see if Tomahawk can capitalize. Scheffler going right. Tries to find someone. Will go back to the left. And again, Tomahawk will reset. Coach Neve calling out plays from the sideline. Scheffler going right again. And an offensive foul. Illegal screen call on Logan Norman. That is his second, and the first team final of the half on the Hatchets.
Yep.
So now here comes Hagen Isaacson. Isaacson, by the way, had the first 5 points of this game. He's got an open look for three here and knocks it down. Hagen Isaacson with 10 points for Prentice. It's now 34-18.
And that's been available to Prentice all night.
Yes, it has. So now here is Scheffler going right, crossing over to Jeremiah Johnson, over to Sundquist now, left wing. Sundquist picks up his dribble, finds Montag. Montag back out Scheffler, swings it over to Johnson. Johnson at the point drives. That pass, did that go off of House? It did. It will remain with Tomahawk. And again, Johnson, I like his idea with the pass, but they got to be a little bit crisper.
They do, and I don't know if it was there.
Scheffler inbounding again. Has to get it in. Be careful. Another 5 second call.
Yeah. Once they went through their first part of the play and nobody was open, everybody just stood still.
Yeah. So now here's Isaacson left wing. Into the corner, Harding inside to House. Turns around, kick out. Lord look for three. No. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson being chased by Harding. Johnson's going to stop. Bounce it over. Sundquist, 18-footer. Yes!
Nice shot.
Good shot from Tyler Sundquist. That makes it 34-20. Sundquist now with six, leading the way for the Hatchets.
Nice job catching and squaring there.
Isaacson over to Lord. In the corner, Harding. Cross court. Isaacson goes through his hands again. Heston Heckman this time able to go back and get it. Isaacson to Lord. Into the corner, Harding. For three, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They say last touch by Ryan Montag and will remain with Prentice. Again, Tomahawk trailing by 14 here. It's not insurmountable, but they got to come up with a couple of defensive stops and knock down shots. Lord in the corner, inside to House, goes up, his layup, no, grabs his own miss, goes back up and puts it in.
Strong move, strong rebound.
Yep, Aiden House with his seventh point of the night, 36-20. Here's Scheffler crossing over, swings it to Norman, tries to bounce it back to Scheffler, he's able to save it, but it goes right to Isaacson. Miscommunication on the give and go, Isaacson crossing over, pass deflected by Sunquist, House comes up with it, and it's fouled going up. And by Logan Norman, and
third.
House will go to the line for two. Norman picks up number three.
That was a heady play by House because he really didn't have a handle on the ball or a shot, but he took whatever he had and went into a shooting motion.
Yep, House with seven so far. Chance to add Apprentice's lead, and he knocks down the first. to 20 now, Apprentice's largest lead so far of the night. And he goes 2 for 2. Their largest lead, I should say, was 19 when it was at 26-7. It's now at 18. 14:25 to go. Tomahawk trailing Prentice 38-20. Here's Scheffler going right. Now crossing over into the corner. Montag, three ball, corner pocket. No good, off the rim. Rebound, Aliyah Harding. Here comes Isaacson into the corner. Lord drives inside on Johnson. Blocking foul call on Johnson. And that's big because that's number four on Johnson.
This is really danger time for the Hatchets.
Yeah,
right,
it really
now.
Is. Because now that is number four on Jeremiah Johnson. He's going to have to come out, and Nick Nelson will come into the game. And Johnson, unfortunately, just hasn't been much of a factor tonight.
No, and I think Nelson comes in with three fouls, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. So Norman with three, Nelson with three, and Norman with four. And excuse me, Johnson with four, as Harding is fouled by Scheffler. And Aliyah Harding will go to the line for two. Scheffler picks up his second, 14 foul of the half already on the Hatchets. So Aliyah Harding at the line for two. Chance here to extend their lead even more. Harding's first one off the front of the rim and out.
Good crowd here tonight.
Yeah, very good crowd. It is youth night, so you definitely want to get the parents and the kiddos out. Plus, with it being a doubleheader, typically that brings out a bigger crowd.
Yep, and a short trip from Prentice, 30 miles.
Yeah. Harding splints the free throws. Prentice has now equaled their largest lead of the night at 19. Sunquist, kick out, Montag drives inside with the left hand. Looking, fakes, has to get rid of it, does to Scheffler. Fakes the three, drives right side, jump stop, bounce pass. Norman drives inside on House, kick out, Montag. In the corner, guarded by Heckman. Over to Nick Nelson. Nelson over to Scheffler now. Back at the top of the key. Hatchets are going to reset. Scheffler crossing over. Kicks it out, Nelson. Over to Montag now. Left wing. Guarded by Heckman. Montag going right. Back out. Scheffler into the corner. Norman. Norman back out to Nelson. Top of the key. Cutting back. Now inside pass. Sunquist. Turnaround jumper. Doesn't get the roll. Rebound House, and Norman's got to be careful. He can't pick up his fourth foul in this case. He nearly reached in. Isaacson inside. Heckman's layup. No. Scheffler the rebound. Well, Malachi Scheffler's been doing a good job rebounding the basketball tonight.
He has.
Scheffler tries to get inside. Him and Sunquist not on the same page there. House comes up with it. Here comes Harding back the other way for Prentice. Harding into the corner. Heston Heckman, Evan Lord, to Hagen Isaacson. Back into the corner, Harding. Again, they're working for great shots, not good shots. Heckman over to Isaacson in the corner. Lord. Cross court. Isaacson. Harding for three. Short. Rebound Montag. And again, Prentice has gotten a lot of good looks. They just have not been able to fall most of the time.
No, and the problem with a lot of their shots are they're falling back on their shots instead of going straight up or a little bit into the shot.
Scheffler tries to get it over to Norman. Loose ball on the floor. Able to get it back to Sunquist. And Sunquist is fouled as House dived for the ball. House picks up number two. And the first team foul of the half on Prentice with 12:18 to go. And Prentice will bring back in Maddie Hakenin and Hardy Heckman.
Boy, they gave that to Lord.
Oh, they did give it to Lord. Okay. Wow. All right. So Lord picks up his first. Still the first team final of the half on Prentice. Montag tries to bounce it over to Scheffler. Not there. Here's Hakenin. Pass. Oh, Scheffler with the takeaway. And Scheffler hurt his shoulder.
He's hurt.
Scheffler's got to hurt his shoulder. They got to call a timeout. I think he said his shoulder popped.
Yep.
Oh, boy. That's tough. So now it's a 30-second timeout. So Nelson is going to get checked out. Hopefully he's okay.
It's unfortunate. Tom Hawk had to take a timeout there. Yeah. That should have been an official blowing the whistle there.
Yeah, it should have been. So he's out, which means that Tomahawk will go even deeper into the bench. And again, they only have three reserves for tonight. Jason Watkins will be coming in for the first time in place of Scheffler. Boy, they're already down Colton Sessler, Brody Rigney, Dominic Booz. And now you're down a potential fourth starter, which means you're essentially putting out, you know, a JV team out there at this point.
Yeah, it's really, it's funny how sometimes when the injury bug hits, it just hits you hard.
It does. It really does. And Jason Watkins, he's gotten some playing time throughout the course of the year, but not a lot. Again, he's been starting primarily on the JV team this year. So, again, another deep bench player.
Valuable minutes, though, for these kids.
Yep, and now take it away on the inbound by House. And House is going to go up. His ankle or knee gave out.
He was going to go up and try and dunk that.
I think he was, yeah. Yep. And that's going to go as a travel instead. Man. And I know he's laughing, but that was scary.
Yeah, and you don't get that opportunity a lot for that breakaway.
Nelson to Watkins. Pass deflected, loose, and scooped up. And House is going to get another opportunity here. He's going to go up and can't finish it. Rebound grabbed by Sundquist. Up ahead to Watkins. Watkins is going to drive. Couldn't finish it, though.
He lost his legs, too.
Yeah, he did. Wow. Talk about craziness. Isaacson's layup, no. Norman with the rebound. Loose ball again. Nelson comes up with it.
Who's going to?
It looks like Montag is going to take it now with Scheffler out. And an over and back. Nelson wasn't back across the court line.
Nope.
And again, not only do you have Scheffler out, you also have Johnson sitting out with four fouls.
Here comes a line change from Prentice.
Line change from Prentice. In will be Adam Rabb, Heston Heckman, Aliyah Harding, Ryder Jones, and Ledger Jones. There's a line change for you. Heckman at the top of the key. Kick out Heckman on the pass from Jones. Harding now swings it into the corner. Rabb back out Harding to Heckman. Kick out. Harding back to Heston Heckman. Drives with the right hand. Hand off to Jones. Kick out Harding. Jones now standing right wing. And it looks like Jerry Johnson's going to get set to come back in, and really you don't have a choice.
No.
And a foul is going to be called on Tomahawk, and that's on Nelson. That's number four on him, I think.
I think you're right.
Yep, it is on Nelson. That is number four. So Nelson is picking up number four. Jerry Johnson will come in. He will replace Jason Watkins. So now you've got two key players out there with four fouls. Malachi Scheffler with a shoulder injury. Brody Rigney out for the rest of the season. Colton Sessler out for a couple of games. Dominic Booz out. And now Aliyah Harding gets a two. And that is now Prentice's largest lead of the night at 21, 41-20. Ryan Montag's taking it up the court, swings it to Nelson. Bounce pass, Norman. Kicker out, looking, tries to go up and under, and instead kicks it out. Sundquist, top of the key. He'll drive, and a foul is called on Prentice. And Sundquist tried to drive inside. I think they get Ryder Jones with this one, which would be his first.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's Nelson looking to get it in. Gets it to Johnson. He's got an open look for three. Short. And rebound will bounce out of bounds. Back to Prentice it goes with 10:29 to go here.
That was a good set play by the Hatchets. It's called screen the screener.
There you go.
So the first guy sets a screen, and then he receives a screen.
And really, that's the first good look Tomahawk has had all second half. Rabb looking inside. Bounce it back out Harding. Kick over to Heckman. Heckman crosses over. Back out Harding. Into the corner, Rabb. Back out. Jones. Harding, Heckman, elbow jumper, hits it. Heston Heckman, who struggles shooting from the field as well, knocks down his first shot inside the arc. He's got five. Montag over to Sundquist, now right wing, inside to Norman, goes up and under. His layup is good.
Good left hand.
There's a nice finish from Logan Norman. He's got five now, 43-22. Here's Harding, driving inside. Kicks it back out to Heckman. Into the corner, Rab. Rab goes right. Kick back. Heckman back out to Rab. Going right. Bounce pass. Here's Harding, and he traveled. And back to Tomahawk it will go.
And Prentice is passing up a lot of open looks.
They are. I think they've become hesitant to shoot the three.
That or the coach is saying, we're going to run our offense to a, you know, as perfect as we can.
Yeah, exactly. Pass goes over to Nelson. Inside again. Norman tries to go up and under. Foul is called underneath again as Norman was trying to work underneath low block here on the near side.
I think they got Harding on that one.
You would be correct, sir. That is the first on Aliyah Harding. Third team foul of the half on Prentice. Nelson looks to get it in. Does to Johnson. He's going to drive inside. Kick to Sundquist. Lost it. Loose on the floor. And diving for it was Ledger Jones. That's one way to earn some varsity minutes. Harding driving inside. Heckman's layup left it short. Rebound out of bounds. And it will remain with Prentice.
That's the difference. And that's what Tomahawk is trying to get to is.
Oh, no. They've changed it. It's going to go to Tomahawk.
21-point game. And the loose ball. And Prentice is diving for the ball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tomahawk needs to be the team diving for the ball.
So now here comes Johnson. Scheffler is back on the sidelines for what it's worth. We're going to see what that means. Here's Sundquist in the corner. Kick out Nelson. Fakes the three. Over to Montag. Top of the key. Lost it. Jones comes up with a steal. Ledger Jones with Johnson chasing. Ledger's going to go up and lay it in. Second made shot from the field for Ledger Jones, and the lead continues to balloon for Prentice at 45-22. Johnson picks up his dribble. Timeout is called by Tomahawks coach Eric Neve. It's a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more Hatchet basketball after this from Custom Accounting Services.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
Welcome back to Hatchet Basketball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. From the Hatchet House here, Tomahawk trailing Prentice 45-22 in the second half of our doubleheader. And again, Matt, the Hatchets, Prentice has not been making a lot of shots here, but Prentice's defense has been superb on Tomahawk tonight.
They have, and the other thing I'm going to say is I'm going to give a little credit to Prentice because Prentice really could blow them out of the gym if they wanted to. He's playing his entire bench.
Yep. Sundquist has it. Picked up his dribble. Has to look inside. Does to Norman. Norman gains possession. Quick back. Sundquist. Turn around. His jumper gets the roll.
Tough shot.
That's a tough shot from Sundquist. Third main shot from the field from him. He's got 8. 45-24. Hardy Heckman back to Matty Heikkinen. Both of whom checked in. Now here is Ryder Jones. Kick out Heckman. Swinging it over into the corner, Rab. Now he's surrounded by two Hatchets. Cross-court Heckman, elbowed over to Ledger Jones. Can't hit the jumper. And Norman with the rebound.
In and out again.
Yeah, a lot of them have been in and out for Prentice tonight.
Really have.
Here's Scheffler into the corner. Sundquist bounce it inside to Norman. And he's fouled underneath by Ryder Jones. That will be number two on Ryder. And the fourth team foul of the half on Prentice with 7:56 to go in this one.
See if we can get Jeremiah Johnson a shot here.
Well, let's see. Scheffler will look to get it in. He's had a couple of 5-second calls already here. Johnson, open look, three ball, corner pocket, in and out. Rebound, tipped and grabbed by Sundquist. He tries to go up and under. His layup, no. Rebound grabbed by Hardy Heckman. Heckman, long pass up ahead to Jones. Ryder kicks it out to Ledger. Into the corner, Ryder Jones again. Ryder, bounce it over. Scheffler couldn't come up with a takeaway. Now here's Heckman in the corner. Rab back to Heckman. Takes a dribble inside, back out. Rab for three, short. Rebound Montag off the bounce. And Scheffler traveled.
Yep. He was going to pass to Johnson, and Johnson decided to cut to the basket.
Yep. Those two not on the same page. 7:22 to go here. Tomahawk trailing Prentice 45-24. Here's Heckman over to Heikkinen. Into the corner. Ledger Jones. Heikkinen back out. Corner. Rab splits the defenders to Ryder Jones. His jumper's good. First two of the night for Ryder Jones with the turnaround jumper. 47-24. 7 minutes to go.
They can make a tough turnaround jumper, but not an open three.
Yeah, I know. That pretty much sums up their night. Tyler Sundquist pass deflected, goes to Norman, back to Sundquist, drives inside. Nice take by Sundquist, couldn't get the finish though. Here comes Hardy Heckman back the other way. Heckman going right, crosses over, kick out to Heikkinen. Looking back, Heckman, bounce pass, Rab, back out to Hardy Heckman. Heckman lost it on the pass to Jones, kick out Heikkinen. Heckman tries a three, got it. Boy, Hardy Heckman hadn't hit a shot all night. He finally gets one to go there. 50-24. 6:20 to go here in this one. Here comes Scheffler going right. Driving inside, goes up in between three Prentice defenders. Misses it, and Heckman hauls down the rebound.
I give him a lot of credit. Coming out of the game twice with a shoulder injury, he went right at it.
Yeah, exactly. Here comes Jones. Kick out. Hardy Heckman fakes the three. Drives. Not on the same page that time with Ledger Jones. Threw it out of bounds. Hagen Isaacson will come back in for Prentice. And it looks like Tomahawk will be bringing back in Nick Nelson. He'll replace Tyler Sundquist.
Well-deserved break. He's played a good game.
He has. He has. He's been playing hard. So now here comes Scheffler. Across the midcourt line. Again, both Nelson and Johnson both have four fouls. So that's something to pay attention to as well. Here's Johnson. Got to get rid of it. Does to Nelson. Bounce pass. Scheffler looking inside to Norman. Tries to work the defense, can't get the lay-in. And now here comes Prentice back the other way off the board from Ledger Jones. Isaacson to Heikkinen. Kick back out to Jones. Free throw line jumper rattles in. Ledger Jones with the bucket. He's got six, 52-24. 5:25 to go here in this one.
Yeah, they're killing us in the mid-range.
Yep. Nelson pop and lock three. No. Loose ball rebound grab by Ryder Jones. Now here comes Isaacson. Back the other way, over to Heikkinen. Now kicks it inside. Ryder Jones over to Isaacson. That shot in and out. Norman with the board. Here comes Johnson the rest of the way. Nelson fakes. Bounce pass inside, knocked away. Foul is called. I think they're going to get Ryder Jones with this one.
Good call.
And that will be number three on Jones. Oh, no, check that. That's on Isaacson.
Oh.
So that's number three on Hagen Isaacson. Sundquist will come in, and Logan Norman will sit down. Interesting. Inbound will be thrown in by Scheffler. He's got to get it in, has to get it in, and does to Johnson. Wow, that was close to another five-second call. Bounce pass inside, knocked away by Sundquist, and here comes Heckman. Bounce pass to Isaacson. His layup, missed it. Left it short. I think it slipped out of his hands.
Did a little bit.
Here comes Johnson. Bounce pass over to Sundquist. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Heckman. Off the deflection from Isaacson. And Heckman is called for a carry.
Wow. That was a bailout because we fouled him.
Man.
That was close. I think they did give that last foul to Ryder Jones.
You think they did?
Look on the board. It says he's got 4 for 12.
Well, that might. I don't know if that's the case because Logan Norman had three,
that could
and then
be
he
two.
Left.
Yep.
So it might be the case. I'm not sure. And an offensive foul call on Sundquist this time on the illegal screen. Sundquist picks up number two. So that's the seventh team foul of the half on the Hatchets, which means Prentice will be shooting the rest of the way. Isaacson over to Heikkinen. Back into the corner to Ledger Jones. Now swings it back over. Here's Heckman in the corner. Heckman inside. Ryder Jones turns around. Left-hand layup. Missed it. Grabs his own miss. Back out Heikkinen. Heckman, top of the key. Drive. Goes between the legs. Over Heikkinen. Open look for three. No. Rebound Nelson.
Good rebound. Strong rebound.
Yep. Seven different players have hit the scorebook for Prentice tonight. That's what we call balanced scoring at will. Johnson over to Montag. Almost had it knocked away. Instead, we'll take a couple dribbles. Over to Nelson. Nelson going right, guarded by Jones, puts up the shot, blocked, but a foul. And it looks like Nelson's going to shoot two.
Yep. Good take.
Yeah. And that is on Ledger Jones. That is his second. And 15 foul of the half on Prentice. At the line now for Tomahawk is Nick Nelson, and he knocks down the first. So with the loss here, Tomahawk will go to 4-12 on the season. And again, they're still 0-7 in Great Northern Conference play, and they got a tough schedule ahead of them coming up after this. As Nelson hits them both. Again, their next game is tomorrow when they head to Phillips. And Phillips is still a very good team as well. And a traveling violation called on Ledger Jones. Back to Tomahawk it will go. And now Prentice will bring in Adam Rabb. And for the first time, Jackson Isaacson.
And really impressive when you look at the Prentice roster. There's only one senior.
Yep. And he comes in off the bench.
Yep.
Which makes it even better. That goes to show you Prentice. Let me tell you, folks, this Prentice Buccaneers team is very good. They could make a deep run in the postseason next year. That's how good this team can be. Here comes Scheffler splitting the defense. Drives, goes up, shot blocked. Looked like it was Ledger Jones that gets the block. And here he comes back the other way. Prentice, meanwhile, will go to 9-5. And coming up for them, they've got Shawamigan on Tuesday. Here's Jones. Free throw line jumper. No. Off back iron. And rebound hauled down by Montag. Able to fight it away from Ryder Jones. Here comes Jeremiah Johnson back the other way. Johnson held in check so far with just 4 points. Hatchett still with just one made three-pointer all night long. And they haven't been getting the open shots. Sundquist, fall-away jumpers, good from Sundquist. That puts Tyler Sundquist at 10. First Hatchett to double figures tonight.
He's got a nice little fadeaway jumper.
He does. Here's a three from the corner. That is good for Adam Rabb. He knocks down his first shot made from the field. They called it a two. His foot was on the line. So now here's Scheffler. Driving inside, kick out, Johnson, three ball corner pocket, in and out, rebound grabbed by Jones, and that pretty much sums up Tomahawk's night. Here comes Hakenin over to Jones. Jones with the jumper, hits it. Ledger Jones hits the 12-footer. Another made shot for Ledger Jones off the bench. He's got eight, 56-28.
Points are flowing a little easier now.
Yep, they are. Here comes Scheffler, swimming back around, swings it to Jeremiah Johnson. Over to Nick Nelson. Wants to find Montag in the corner. Not there. He will get it to him. Bounce it inside to Sundquist. Kick out. Montag. Three ball. Corner pocket. Oh, yes. You got it. Ryan Montag with his second triple of the night. That's just the second main three-pointer from Tomahawk. He's got eight.
He's got them both, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Here's Jones. Swimming back around. Scheffler with the takeaway. And Scheffler ran into Nelson again.
Yeah, and he doesn't need that with
the
shoulder.
No, he doesn't. Not with the shoulder injury, no. Here's Nelson. Montag, another three. In and out. Rebound grabbed by Ryder Jones. Bounce pass back. Nice pass. Ledger Jones with the finish on the feed from Adam Rabb. And Jones has 10 off the bench.
Little give and go there.
Yeah. Aiden House with 9. Evan Lord, who we have not seen for most of this second half. He's got 12 as Nelson misses the three. And Ledger Jones is now Prentice's second leading scorer tonight with 10. 1 minute to go here in this one. Here is Jones again driving inside. His right-hand layup, no. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Jackson Isaacson. Now here's Adam Rabb swinging it over into the corner. Ledger Jones, another three, and no. Rebound, Montag.
Good box out by Montag.
Yeah. Here comes Johnson. Back the other way. 39 seconds to go here in this one, so it'll be a split for Tomahawk here tonight against Prentice. And now Johnson, nice pass over to Montag. He fakes the three, hands it back off. Johnson, three ball, corner pocket. Off back iron, no good. Rebound hauled down by Ryder Jones. Jones is going to drive on Nelson. Pick up his dribble, kick out to Rabb. Over to Ledger Jones. And now driving inside is Hakenin. And 3 second violation called on Jackson Isaacson. He was going to put up the shot because he had a look. But the turnover instead, and the Hatchets will get the ball back. And after this possession, it should wrap it up here. Scheffler across the midcourt line with 10 seconds remaining. Going to use a Montag screen. Bounce pass inside to Sundquist. Turnaround jumper again. No good. Rebound grab by Ledger Jones. Gets it up to Hakenin, and that'll wrap it up. So the Hatchets will settle for a split. Prentice tonight by the score 58-31. The Prentice boys defeat the Hatchets. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this. This is Hatchet Basketball on WJJQ.
Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union would like to welcome our listening audience to the radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student athletes and are proud to support our young people, their dedicated coaches, and all the great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713, and proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and all of our podcasts.
Chase the dream, seize the win with American Family Insurance Pete Petta Agency. Protecting your most prized assets requires a frontline offense with American Family Insurance. Give Pete and the team a call at 453-5566 to prepare your game plan for the future. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life, American Family has the safety net you need. American Family Insurance Agency, Pete Petta, dream fearlessly. The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Tim Nelson and John Long, broker at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate. We are proud supporters and coaches of Tomahawk Hatchet Athletics. We are thrilled to see student athletes become better both individually and as a team. Proud of you Hatchets, win or lose. At Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, it's our desire to treat you as you deserve to be treated, to care, and provide a phenomenal real estate experience. We will work very hard to ensure that you are successful and have peace of mind in your buying and selling experience. It would be an honor to care and serve you. Go get them, Hatchets.
And welcome to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. Tomahawk boys fall to Prentice today by the score of 58-31. Matt, what did you see from this boys game tonight?
Well, Prentice was really a complete basketball team. They did a good job, not only against Tomahawk early when they played the man-to-man, but when Tomahawk switched and went to a zone, Prentice was very patient. They didn't shoot the ball well.
No, they didn't.
But they never stopped being patient. They worked the ball around. They got a lot of really good open looks. And they got a lot of second chances, too,
on
offensive rebounds.
They really did. Again, Prentice, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Remember, in each of the last three matchups, Prentice had scored 75 points leading into tonight in each game, including 83 last year when these two teams met. They only put up 58 tonight. So, again, after today, Tomahawk goes to 4-12. This is their seventh straight loss, this season. They are back in action tomorrow when they head to Phillips to take on the Loggers at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, Prentice, they're sitting pretty right now, 9-5. They're still 5-5 in the Marywood North Conference. They are headed up to Shawamigan on Tuesday for another conference showdown. So, again, here, Matt, looking ahead for the Hatchet boys here, the one thing that you can learn from a game like this is think of how good Prentice is, and I thought they played pretty well defensively most of the night.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be the lesson learned more than the game tonight. Lesson learned is dealing with adversity.
Yes, it is.
When you're down, you know, three really good players.
Yes.
All you can do is it's teach the kids to keep fighting. And they played a good game tonight against a good basketball team.
They did. Again, they had three players out. They had Brody Rigney out. He's out for the rest of the season. Colton Sessler is at least going to miss the next game that they have tomorrow against Phillips. And Dominic Booz is out as well for likely the rest of the year.
And there was a point in the first half that I thought, oh, this is going to be running clock in the second half. And Tomahawk, they did a good job hanging around.
Yeah, they did. They really did. Again, Tomahawk falls to Prentice 58-31, so the Hatchets will settle for a split of this doubleheader here today with Prentice. Meanwhile, just a quick update as well. We are going to try and see if we can get one more basketball game in before the end and the playoffs begin, because right now, Postseason is beginning next month. Hard to believe it. And it begins with the Great Northern Conference Hockey Tournament. That will be on Tuesday. The Tomahawk Hockey Squad will be taking on Rhinelander in the first round. Tune in for the broadcast here on WJJQ. Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show will begin at 6:35. Opening faceoff at 7 o'clock as the Hatchets try and finish out their season on a very high note. And again, Tomahawk with a big win also over Somerset tonight, 5-2 in a match of the top two teams in Division II.
Yeah, really impressive two wins in a row. Mary's Springs and then Somerset.
Yep.
Hopefully they can end the regular season on a high with a win over Baldwin Woodville.
Yep.
And then I'm guessing they're going to get some home games for a while.
Yeah,
the
they
tournament.
Will. So how this is going to work is with the Hockey Great Northern Conference Tournament, in case you didn't know, folks, is that the first two games will be hosted by the top seed. After that, the placement games are at a neutral location. And this year, they're at the Hodag Rink in Rhinelander. So that's where it'll be held. And then after that, postseason for Tomahawk Hockey will begin on the 20th. Meanwhile, coming up after this, I'm also going to be doing some playoff wrestling, and boy, am I going to be doing a lot of traveling. We got playoff wrestling in Minocqua coming up next week, Saturday, in Lakeland. That'll be the Great Northern Conference meet with Tony Derleth and I. And after that, we are going to Wausau West for Girls Regionals on February 14th, Hayward for Boys Wrestling Regionals on the 15th, Girls Wrestling Sectionals in Shawano on the 21st, and Boys Wrestling Sectionals in Amory on the 22nd. And if possible, we may even make a trip down to Madison as well this year.
You're going to put some miles on.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So again, be sure to stay tuned for updates here on WJJQ. Again, we're going to try and see if we can get as many playoff basketball games as we possibly can. And again, looking at it here, on the boys' side, they're probably going to be in the first round. Their first playoff game will be on Mardi Gras this year,
oh,
as a matter of fact. There you go. Don't stuff yourself. Go out and watch some playoff basketball this year. So again here, Tomahawk falls to 4-12 with the loss to Prentice 58-31. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this on WJJQ.
Hey there, Hatchets. Are you ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? Well, it's time to team up with Park City Credit Union and rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. It's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from, and for those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cashback checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. And if you're ready to make a move, open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni is proud to be a Hatchet VIP sponsor. Having already contributed over $30,000 to the School District of Tomahawk and wrestling programs, we are dedicated to continuing the tradition of gifted and driven athletes, as well as skilled and devoted coaching staff committed to helping our student athletes succeed. Good luck to all our Hatchet athletes this season from the Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk, phone 224-3182, and online, generationsfuneral.com.
And we're back again on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio postgame show on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. The Hatchets split their doubleheader with Prentice today. Girls win 56-38, and the boys lose 58-31. So for the Tomahawk girls, their next game will be on Monday. They are going to head to Rib Lake to take on the Redmen.
And I misspoke. I thought Rib Lake beat Prentice. Prentice beat Rib Lake earlier this year.
Oh, okay. So something to pay attention to.
Yep.
But again, that gym is very, very tough to play in.
It is.
Very tough to play in. So again, Tomahawk takes on Rib Lake on Monday. And the Tomahawk boys, well, they've got a quick turnaround also on Saturday. They're playing three games in three straight days, and they're headed to Phillips coming up tomorrow, which will be a very tough one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our incredible player of the night here on WJJQ.
Incredible Bank sends out their best wishes for a successful season to our Hatchet student athletes, their coaches and staffs, both on and off the field. And make sure you listen for the incredible play of the game. Remember, Incredible Bank is here to help you succeed by offering banking products to best fit your needs. From a simple checking account, mobile banking, savings, and complete that dream of a home with a variety of mortgage products. Incredible Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, and proud sponsor of our Hatchets.
And it's now time for our Incredible Bank, Incredible Player of the Game, brought to you by Incredible Bank, located on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And we went with player because it's very, very hard to pick one play between two games, especially in a doubleheader. And Matt, our incredible player for tonight is Claire Albert. Just a phenomenal performance, 25 points, a season high for her. Also broke the record for most career assists that was originally held by Jesse Harmon.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yes, I think it would be.
Good pick.
Yep, thank you very much for tuning into tonight's broadcaster on WJJQ. I'd like to thank very much Ryan Flynn, the athletic director, for allowing us to broadcast here. Thank you very much also to Hatchet girls basketball coach John Long and also Claire Albert and Anita Zert for joining us on the broadcast tonight. Matt, thank you for being back in the booth with me as always.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Of course. And most importantly, thank you for tuning in. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Presented by Fairman Orthodontics, Cerny's Greenhouse, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Calhoun Insurance, Incredible Bank, Heritage Chevrolet, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, School District of Tomahawk, Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni, Cracker Barrel BP, United Steelworkers Local 248, American Family Insurance, Peter Petta Agency, Park City Credit Union, Bowman Chiropractic, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Triggs, Country Financial Insurance, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mir Electric Inc., CIS Insurance Group, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Keith Hansey, North